The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:39 on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI. Another beautiful morning in the city of Rock Hills, South Carolina. They are called, they have got a frost advisory out for tonight.
Yeah, I think we passed it. It was supposed to be one other night, but didn't quite get low enough. Maybe at your house, maybe, but
36. Yeah. We had some on the windshield, but it wasn't on the ground.
I saw it was 42 this morning, so it's just sunny and crisp. It's awesome time of year, to be honest.
I didn't see the temperature, but usually when doing advisory, it's around 32.
Yeah.
And that has to do with where you are.
Yeah.
People in the city with all the asphalt and concrete don't have too much to worry about.
Yeah.
People like me, we could get clobbered. Except we don't have anything out to get clobbered yet.
So this always happens. I mean, we got warm. Everybody thinks it's over, and then we get that one little sweep. And your date was always the 18th, wasn't it?
The 20th.
Okay, mine was the 15th of April, last frost date. So
20 is tomorrow, isn't it?
No, today is the 13th. Today's the 12th. Sorry. 12th of April, so we got a whole another week by you say, but it looks like it's supposed to be good weather next week.
Back in the old days, we grew a bunch of tomato plants, vegetable plants, and annuals. And we told people June 20th, don't even think about it.
Oh, April 20th.
April 20th. Yeah. I have seen snow in May.
Yeah. But I think and I hope those days are over.
It'd be crazy
if it snowed in May. But
I don't think we'll get it this year.
It's supposed to be good Monday. It's supposed to be 85 degrees and then kind of drop back down to 70s the rest of the week. So kind of dry coming up this week.
Today's 81, isn't it?
No, it's 62. I saw. Yeah, it's going to be chilly.
Yesterday was 81.
Well, it's been a little bit chilly. I don't think it's been that warm.
Yeah.
But we are. We got a good bit of rain this past week.
We got a lot of rain.
Did you get hail at your area?
I did not, but I heard the Rock Hill area got a little bit of hail in certain parts of the city.
They said Parham Road got hit pretty hard with the hail. Huh. I didn't see any at our house.
You could feel it almost, you know, when you get hail, it's the temperature is very cool, almost like cold rain that came down. You could almost feel that after that rain yesterday. And then the sun came back out later, so.
Yeah.
Well, the thing about the rain yesterday, the daytime rain wasn't too bad. I mean, it rained, but it wasn't. Mm-hmm. But those storms we had the night before were vicious.
Yeah.
I mean, they woke me up.
I was just about to fall asleep. I love when I go to bed and you can hear the rumble and the thunder a little bit, and I just rolled off to sleep, boy. And it was.
She didn't. She,
I heard it came. She came good, but.
She jumps up in the middle of the bed.
Like me and Teresa's hearing is not great, so it's just like, whatever. We're going to be still asleep. We'll be the ones that wake up with a roof off the top of our house one day because I didn't realize it was a storm.
Well, I was watching TV, and I kept hearing this noise, and I thought it was on the TV program.
Oh, really?
I finally silenced the TV, and it
rumbling.
Was outside.
Yeah. Well, it's time for those to come through here. Spring's usually... up and down temperatures, getting storms come in. We've been getting rain about once a week, which is good. And
when growing up, you used to have a saying, April showers bring me flowers.
Yeah. And we get rid of some of this pollen.
That's
I think we're done with the major part of it. There's still going to be some around. So if your allergies have been hurting you.
You're just getting started, man.
Yeah. If you don't remember, 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was here, I could barely talk. So my voice is better now. But some days at the end of the day, it gets to where it's
still
grumbling.
Have that little frog. Mm-hmm.
And by the way, congratulations on leading your granddaughter to a show.
How about that? Well, I can't take too much credit for that. That was 2 weeks ago, and I drove her. I did drive her there, and we we talked about a lot of things, but this was a tournament where she had to do it on her own. So I was there for support, so it was kind of good.
You were still there.
Yeah. I felt like I had my hands tied behind my back, because when I'm coaching, I can get out there and help kids, but these tournaments, she would look at me sometimes. I'd be like, can't do nothing.
You could have a coach.
We didn't have time to put a system together. So, yeah. But she played good, and she never played that course. It was over in Woodruff, down below Spartanburg.
I thought it was up in Greenville.
It was south of there. Greensboro,
so. North Carolina.
Nah, it was in Woodruff. Little course called Three Pines.
I've heard of it. I never played it, but I heard of it.
They had some elevation changes on there. It was crazy. A couple of the holes, about four or five, you're hitting into the green, you could barely see the flag. It was so tall. So hung in there and did good.
I always hated that.
Yeah, it's hard on you.
Sand traps are my downfall.
You can't see it, yeah. You must be wanting to go to the beach.
I couldn't get out of the sand trap. Mm-hmm. I wanted to spend the night there.
You spend more time in there than David Hasselhoff?
There's the music, so we'll be right back to the Cartridge Beach.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter. Call me at 327-7100 and see for yourself why AirTech Heating and Air earned a 99% customer satisfaction rate.
No matter what the weather holds, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Okay, and we're back to the gardener's bench. Okay, we've done talked about the weather to death, so let's talk about some grass. You've been gone 2 weeks, and we've been kind of ad-libbing.
Have you ad-libbing about the grass? The one thing I was going to talk about today was poana, which is rampant everywhere if you have a warm season yard, and sometimes it's blended in with your fescue, and if it is, you can't do anything about it. It's a light-colored little patch of grass that comes up, has seed heads on it. If it's in your fescue, it's going to die once it gets hot. If you can keep it cut more regularly, the seeds won't spread, and you can do that. Now, if you have it in your warm season grass, we have chemicals to put on there to try to get rid of it.
They don't work.
Well, they do, Steve. You're a plant man.
They didn't use
I sell things in my store that work, so... So it will work.
That's your story to stick to.
It takes time to work because it's a selective herbicide. So it doesn't, a lot of people want to spray stuff and go out the next day and see it dead, and it doesn't work that way.
The next day, but like in the next month, it'd be showing something.
It doesn't work like Amazon does. So, but and the best thing you can do if you do have a warm season grass is just start cutting it low now. And that would discourage the poana from growing, and when it gets hot, it will deter. So,
is it too late for 007?
Yeah, it's too late for that. If you haven't done your pre-emergent, you can use, we have two other ones, a 1906 and a 1608. So it's okay to hit it with nitrogen and get it woken up now. So it's good. So, you put anything on your yard yet?
I think he finally put some 007 last week.
Yeah. Well, now on the schedule, if you've been following it, like we have on our website and brochures in the store, it's time for a starter fertilizer on the warm season. But if you hadn't done your pre-emergent, people always ask me this, and they say, is it too late for pre-emergent? It's never too late to do it. You can always, you may have a lot of weeds in there now, but you can prevent more from coming. So.
Well, they were what I call winter weeds. I had a real good crop, but the first time he made it, half of them went away.
Yeah, a lot of those little weeds would do that too.
But there's still some. The one everybody's having a fit around this right now are dandelions.
Yeah.
They're the big yellow bloom. And
big tassel comes with the seed head flying off.
They're not that far along yet.
When you're a kid, you'd pick it and blow them in the air.
Yeah.
But that's an easy one to get rid of. Really. That's a three-way herbicide. A lot of people call it Trimec, but everybody has their name for it. Dicamba is one of the chemicals in it, and but that's an easy weed to get rid of. It's just a broadleaf weed. So we have several things for that over there. And you can go around and spot. A lot of people ask, do you need to spray the whole yard? You really don't have to. If you just know where your weeds are, just pop, go around and pop them, and that way your chemical works a lot better, and it'll go a lot further, so.
Is things who just spray the whole yard.
I hope you don't have to do the whole yard, but sometimes you do if you're trying to get control of it and get things going. So,
one thing he kept telling me this week that I hadn't heard is on your right of way, bordering the road, legally you can't spray the right of way.
Huh. I never thought about that.
You got to have a special permit.
Yeah.
It's like we're category 3, and you got to have a category 6, and it restricts you what you can use. But I always thought that was for right-of-ways out in the boonies.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everybody's house, you don't really own the edge as you get to the road.
You kind of start
losing your rights to the property, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I have a sidewalk, and it has a little section there, but I mean, the city loves me to mow it. It's not like they mow it for me, but you know, the county will come around and mow. Like your house has a ditch out there, and they do come down through there a couple of times a year, maybe and mow it.
Where'd you come up with that story?
I said a couple of times a year.
I was sitting up here laughing.
Couple, you know what a couple is, right? You and Rhonda are a couple. That's two people.
When it gets about my height, they'll finally come and cut it.
1979, I hadn't seen them try
to cut it. You can't see the road. Well, get on the phone and call somebody.
Well,
I'm sure a robot will answer, and you can talk to it on the phone.
I do a little bit of that. It's been 10, 12 years ago now. They came in and put a shovel-ready project in for President Obama. It was a sidewalk from the schools.
Oh, yeah.
Legally in South Carolina, school buses aren't supposed to pick up kids unless they're a mile and a half from the school.
Oh, yeah.
Around here, they're doing it everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, they were picking them up right beside the school.
Yeah.
So they put a kind of stop to it, so they came out there and they were going to put a sidewalk in. It was the biggest.
I saw that thing.
I mean, they dug it up and redid it.
It's on Museum Road, right where Rolling Hills used to be. It's a sidewalk to nowhere.
Well, they ran it. We owned a house beside the nursery, so they ran it to the property line. And one day, there were probably 8 or 10 engineers standing out there looking at the gully.
Yeah.
It was not a mile and a half. It was about 20 feet short. So they actually ran the sidewalk into the middle of the gully. And I refused to cut the grass around that part of the sidewalk. People across the street would come over and cut it.
Didn't they build a little bridge there?
Yeah.
It was like where the sidewalk ended. It was a little bridge across the ditch or something.
Yeah. But
kind of funny.
And
so you could get from your property to Dutchman Creek if you wanted to on the sidewalk. It goes by Channing Park down the hill and all the way back up there. That's what it goes to.
Okay, it goes all the way to the school.
Yeah.
And that part they dug up 2 or 3 times and redid it.
Money spent well.
They didn't have a
I've seen a lot of people walking their dogs and stuff. I don't think I've ever seen kids walking to school on it. But
I think I've seen 5 kids on it.
Yeah.
Most of my mama's piece.
You didn't use kids. It, did you?
We parked on it sometimes. That made the neighbors happy, so they parked the golf cart on it.
Yeah, well, if you're in a rural area, I mean, obviously that they only come by so many times, but I guess if you want it to look good, you just have to get out there and do it.
They're supposed to do it 4 times a year. They don't.
My dad has a ditch in his, but he keeps it cut, but it's hard. You know, he told me the other day he went in there and cut it. I'm like, he's supposed to call me when I come out there and help him cut it, but he likes doing it. He's got one of these little electric mowers he can get on there, light and easy to push and stuff. So,
well, the problem is in front of the nursery, we had it where we could get it all with 61.
Yeah.
And after they put new ditches in,
messed up the
half of it's weed eating now.
Messed up the angle.
It is. You can.
I'm sure there's a lot of people out there cutting grass today, so we'll be done with our show in a little bit. You can get on it. So we'll be right back.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Are you tired of paying high energy bills trying to keep your home cool? This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
We have the right remedy. Replace your old worn-out heating and air system and start saving electricity and money immediately. Plus, your new unit will help clear your home of mildew, pollen, and dust that causes allergy discomfort.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures. And perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Here Comes the Sun is already here, but we're back to the Garden.
2 hours ago.
Yeah. I was telling y'all fair, we planted our peony, this a yellow one.
Yeah.
And they were expensive. I mean, there's some places that are for over $100. Yeah. But we sold out of them except for two. Tommy got one, we got one. We planted it, and it struggled along last year. Wasn't sure it was going to make it. But it died down, and it has come back with a vengeance this year. It's already got one bloom on it.
Yeah.
So, there's a new variety you were telling me about this morning. It's orange.
We grew about 8 or 10 varieties of peonies in the final days and sold out every year. And Pat loved them, so... He's up at Winston-Salem. He went to a place over near Greensboro. Been there forever, but they're a very elite garden center.
Mm-hmm.
They had an orange one for $129.95.
Wow.
And he looked at it for about 3 or 4 hours, kept walking by it. He went by it, but he said if it had been $95, I'd have bought it.
really? Should have worked a deal with him.
He'll go back and buy it.
That's funny.
I'd love to see an orange one.
I was telling them during break too, my two lime trees passed away this winter.
What's your wife going to do for a mixed?
We're going to get new. We're going to get new ones. Gin and tonic, had to have a funeral for them. They're not going to make it, so we have to get two new ones to put out there.
You better leave them outside.
Well, I couldn't get. I transplanted them in these bigger pots, and I couldn't move them in and out. So I just, and it was very cold this winter.
How many people you got at your office?
It's not my house.
Is that his house?
Just because they're at my office, they ain't coming to my house.
You can send them by your house. They move them. I don't want them in my garage.
Might not want them there.
They might be there all of 10 minutes.
Hey, I get a lot of help for stuff, but I wasn't moving lime trees in and out of the house. I've done that the last couple of years, but these were too much, man. And I don't have any heat in my garage. I could have put them in there, but it still would have been too cold for them this way.
You had to cover them up.
I went to a guy's house the other day, and they have a gorgeous lime tree, and it's in a pot on wheels. And their house is perfect. The garage, the driveway is all flat. So they roll the garage door up and roll it out there. And that's what you need. I mean, so it gets a good sun during the day.
I think it's cheaper to go to the store and buy limes.
Well, it's fun to grow stuff, man.
Nah.
Said a man that grew stuff for 43 years.
I would never guess that.
It is fun to grow stuff. So now's time, if you haven't done your garden, go in and do your final prep. My beds are horrible with chickweed and everything. I had them cleaned out, and I just hadn't had time to get in there, and the weeds are all over the place. And
you were going to give that to Teresa. She was going to her neighbor kids.
Well, he did some of it, but I like to do some of it myself. But I got a lot to do this weekend.
So don't get done.
And the Masters is on, so you know I want to watch that. So.
Yeah.
Got my Masters stuff on today. So
and your Masters Cup.
Yeah, Masters Cup. We got everything. We got this last year going to the Masters. I went on Sunday last year, which I'd never been to a tournament day. And I would say they let too many people in on Sunday.
Crap.
Well, the problem is when the leaders, when they get off number one, two, three, the holes get less and the people stay the same. So it's like it just gets more crowded and more crowded as the day goes on. So. If you've never been down there, if you ever get a chance, even if you don't like golf, just to go look at the landscaping and the grass and the bunkers, the sand trap. You talk about you like the sand traps, man. These things are edged to perfection.
Looks
like you could take your hand and run it across the edge. It would cut it, like how sharp those edges are on there.
So. God told me he worked down there. He had three azalea bushes. It was his job.
Oh, wow.
On the whole course.
Money is no object for this course down here. So if the...
Put the tournament on, and when the year is over, they send everybody a bill.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't ask them.
You don't have to ask.
They redo the whole, they send the bill. Okay, we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Down the street is trying hard to learn their song.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
This is Vinny Etter of AirTech. Our business is growing, and if you have experience or prior training as a heating and air technician, we need you. Pay is based on experience, and you have the opportunity to advance.
Willing to learn? AirTech will teach you. Call 327-7100 and receive the area's best starting base pay.
Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be.
Okay, we're back to the Gardener's Bench. Time to wrap up this edition.
Yeah, we hope it's gonna be a lovely day for you. Our Rock Hill Festival, Come See Me, ends today. It's been going on since last Thursday, and tonight is the finale with the fireworks and cookout. There's a barbecue cook-off. My son Michael's out there. He's in the little competition. I think they probably cooked all night and be out there.
It was a week ago Thursday.
Yeah, I said the other Thursday.
You said last
Thursday.
Last made you think it was this week.
I said it last 10 days. So. When I was a kid, it used to just be a weekend, basically. Basically a day at Glencairn Gardens.
One day at Glencairn Gardens.
It's turned into a giant festival. And
first gourmet garden was at the Student Center.
Yeah, really good time. And they had a little rain this year, but they got through it. So. And we also have something WRHI is heavily involved in. It's a great Easter egg classic. I guess it's this Thursday, April 17th.
3 o'clock.
Cherry Park. Starts at 3 with the young kids and moves on through. So I guess that's a good idea to break kids up. You don't want 12-year-olds.
Well, they break them up all right.
12-year-olds and 3-year-olds running for eggs together.
How's that do with Mr. Stone one year starting a race? And the kids are awesome.
Yeah.
The parents can be brutal.
The parents are the problem. The kids are never a problem. It's the
imagine
parents.
Imagine that.
One lady was giving him a fit, and he finally looked at her and said, ma'am, it doesn't cost you anything.
Yeah.
I'll give you your money back, lady. It's fine.
It's a free event. So it actually starts with 2-year-olds.
She chews you up one side and down the other. Now.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, it is a great event. And you do want to get there early because there's going to be traffic, as there always is. So, but plenty of parking at Cherry Park. So,
Cherry Park is a big lot. So, this Thursday, starting at 3 with the 2-year-olds. And
that's right.
15-minute increments.
That's right.
All the way to 11-year-old children.
So. That's right.
They line them up and they go and they all go one time.
Yeah.
And
so the best thing is watching Alan Miller, who is scrambling through the outfield because they just come charging at him.
He thinks they're running after him.
And basically,
Now, they do this on one field or do it on all?
No, they'll do it. They'll rotate around all
around.
5 softball fields. Yes,
they have to get the other one ready while the other one's going.
City of Rock Hill and YMCA do
that's
a great
to see,
job.
Really,
of those
be honest
fields.
With you.
It is. It really is.
It's not just the city. I mean, there's YMCA's in there.
Yeah.
And the great advertisers, too.
A lot of people involved in that.
Yeah. So I know one year I helped at the Cherry Park shelter stuff eggs. Stuffed candy and all those eggs. I mean, there was thousands and thousands and thousands.
35,000 this year.
25,000.
There you go.
I don't think they asked me again.
Well, I'm glad you're not using real eggs. That would cost a lot of money.
No, prices of my president says they've gone down.
Oh, did they? Okay.
Yeah. They have gone down.
Has he been in a grocery store?
They've gone down.
Well, that I don't know.
Oh, no, the third account went down $2.
So. Yeah. That's good. I think things come in waves.
She's
like when it snows, people buy up stuff. So it's like,
well, she's a Air Steeter shopper.
Okay.
So she does that Friday thing that they do.
That's good.
And there's a whole lot more items on sale now than there were 4 weeks ago.
All right, we've got to wrap this up, and we'll be back next week.
On the Gardener's Bench.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.